Happy Easter. Good morning, everybody. Celebrating our 35th anniversary today on the air. This is Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortez, as I mentioned. Today, 35 years of doing this. April the 1st, 1989. The first talk show on WBEN, other than Rush Limbaugh. We played music back then. And Hank Nevins hired me. And we've been doing this ever since. The first talk show, and this was before, Jerry, paid programming came to be a thing. Because we're not a paid program. We're a regular program. And we're excited that we're here today and continuing the tradition on WBEN, of course, under the tutelage now of Tim Wenger as our big boss, who's a great guy and a great mentor to all of us here at the station. Special show for you today as we say good morning to a good friend, Donna DeCarlis, the president of National Fuel Distribution Corporation. Good morning and happy Easter, Donna.
Dominic, congratulations,
yeah.
By the way, on your anniversary.
Yeah, you know, the years go by, Donna, yet you and I are still here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So you've had a full career at National Fuel.
Yes. Yes. Since the 80s, I would say,
yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
More than 35, Dominic.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I wanted to ask you this to start our conversation. Do you get death threats from your role in the Climate Council?
There has been some unflattering things said. I will admit to that. But so far, we feel safe. We feel safe in our home and
that's good.
In our community.
You know, the reason I asked that, the reason I said that tongue in cheek, is because Donna was probably one of the only voices of reason on the Climate Council. You probably had been wondering what Kool-Aid these people were drinking after all that time you served on that.
I mean, it certainly was a challenge, and as you well know, we talked about it, I think it was last year, out of 22 of us, we had three that were no votes, and actually two out of the three were from Western New York.
Uh-huh.
So I think we realized, some of us, the minority on this council, that, you know, the practical realities of cold winters and the need for reliable energy has to be number one for
right.
New Yorkers.
Right.
So I think that was our opinion.
But,
yeah.
You know, you say that, Donna, and it's most distressing that, you know, Kathy Hochul, our governor, is a Western New Yorker, yet she's driving a lot of what we have to swallow here.
Yeah, and I think I think really, as you recall, this goes back to 2019 and a law that was passed,
right.
The Climate Act.
Right.
And since then, it's really, you know, a matter of Governor Hochul and the entire legislature and all the agencies to figure out how do we get to the requirements of this act.
Right.
I think some are saying maybe the act needs to be changed, honestly.
Yeah.
I think some are saying that the there was no true analysis given to the feasibility of some of these timelines.
Amen.
So
amen.
It's going to be challenging.
So lots to talk with Donna about, and you can participate if you'd like. We'd welcome that at 803-0930. That's our local call number in the 716. If you're outside the 716, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. And don't forget the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating, same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. First question that I have, Donna, is what made it into the budget that we're going to have to swallow coming up in the immediate future?
So the budget is not yet final. It's a great question, and it's really important right now because I think it's in the closing weeks. Usually it's intended to be final by April 1st, but it doesn't appear to be the case this year.
Okay.
What's being proposed that we think is particularly concerning is something, it's called the New York Heat Act, and the governor's portion of the budget has a different version of it called the AGT. But in any case, they both would remove an existing customer's right for ongoing natural gas service. So, I mean, you know, right now, there's a law that the Public Service Commission administers that requires us as a utility we have what's called the obligation to serve. So if you or a homeowner or a business asks us for service, we're required to provide it. And this would change that law so that we're no longer required to provide it, and in fact, we're no longer required to continue it for existing customers. So the other piece that it would allow is for the Public Service Commission to effectively discontinue gas usage if it's viewed that it's not consistent with the achievement of the climate law. Concerning.
Now that, yeah. So how does that match up to what's already proposed, or at least from what I understand, going to happen January 1, 26, when new construction has to be 100% electric?
Yeah. So last year, in early 2023, during the budget process, there was a law that was passed called the All Electric New Buildings Act. So that's what would start in 2026. That's been passed.
So that's going to happen, right? Yeah. That's going to happen no matter what at this point?
That is going to happen. Now, there is, many of you may have heard of a lawsuit trying to overturn a similar law in Berkeley, California. And this law is also under a similar suit. In California, there was a consortium of folks, including the Restaurant Association, that challenged the law to ban, similarly ban gas in new construction, and that was overturned as federally preempted. So that was the California law. But here in New York, they passed the law even as this other law was overturned. So the way it stands today, bans in natural gas hookups for all new buildings starting in January of 26 for 7 stories or less. Buildings of 7 stories or more would begin in December 31 or January of 2029, really.
Can our listeners at this point do anything about that as far as, obviously voting is the essence of what we are as citizens, but, is it too late on this?
Yeah, I think right now it's a law that's been passed. It was done in a way with a lot of exemptions, so I think it would be important to know what these exemptions are and to be aware of whether you might qualify for one. So, for example, manufacturing was exempted, manufactured homes, hospitals, there's a long list here, but hospitals and other medical facilities, restaurants, car washes, laundromats, crematoriums, and also backup or emergency standby power systems. So those were all exempted from this law.
Okay, so what you just said, though, so that when a new development goes in, are you still going to bring natural gas down the street?
We won't be able to. I mean, the developer could apply for service, but unless they are able to get one of these exemptions, we will not be allowed to.
So how are you going to put how are you going to put a generator in?
Yeah, exactly. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think the other exemption that's a little bit broader is called electric grid reliability. So if the electric service cannot be, quote, reasonably provided. So, if it's in an area, and we don't know what that means yet, that has to be decided by the Public Service Commission. But what would happen is the developer would apply for gas service, and I think if it were going to be a very lengthy period of time. I don't know. It could be affordability related, but we aren't sure about that. It still has to be decided in detail by the Public Service Commission. Those could also be exempted, in which case then we would be able to provide gas service.
Wow. 803-0930. So much to talk with Donna DeCarlis about today. And again, you're welcome to participate on this special edition of Hammer Time Radio. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer and before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Carrie Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716- 646-9480. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Achieving a low-carbon future for New York State is not as simple as flipping a switch. Proposals in Albany seek to replace natural gas with an accelerated transition to electricity, likely meaning less reliable energy for Western New York weather events. Tell Governor Hochul to keep irresponsible legislation like the Affordable Gas Transition Act and the NY Heat Act out of the 2025 budget at betterplannobands.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. Tourney time is here. Mike Mileni and I are going through every matchup of the Big Dance over on the podcast. We're talking sides, totals, mixing a reckless parlay every now and then. Come on, it's fun. We've got tourney trends, futures plays, who wins the national title, something for every bettor and every sports fan. Region by region, game by game, however you want to digest it, it's there. Download Cash the Ticket today. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We literally change people's lives.
Dr. Bernie Kolber.
One woman that I took care of, there was no smiling in her wedding photos because she was so embarrassed of her smile, and she was told she needed veneers and she needed everything done, and we spent about an hour, hour and a half, all direct composites, tooth color filling materials, just redid her smile. It was magnificent. Completely changed her life. She couldn't stop smiling after that.
We invest in technology.
Dr. Ellen Vossler.
You have to. You owe it to your patients to keep up with the research and the technology that dentistry is providing. You owe it to them. And you owe it to yourself as a dentist. I mean, that's, we're here to protect their dental health.
Sometimes a tooth will be broken. There's enough there that we look at that natural tooth. If there's still really good bone support for it, we look at that as better than an implant.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo. Call for an appointment. 634-1234. 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The BuffaloDentalGroup.com.
Look good. Feel great.
Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Hey, it's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like CoreTech to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's Flooring Solutions of WNY.com. They're located on Harlem near Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. 10:22 is Hammer Time. Watch Buffalo's Home Improvement Show Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30. On Channel 2, see Phil, Nick, and Michelle and all their great tips, and of course, all of our Hammer Time partners, all part of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. I've got a couple seats still available, folks, for the Monday, the, what is it, 4th the 1st of April. Cooking with Truffles, the 1st of April, a couple seats still available. Piedmont White, Umbria Black, wines from both regions. Learn how to cook with truffles. the 1st of April, a couple seats still available. In May, we are going to Romagna, one of my favorite areas of Italy. And in June, we're talking about cooking risotto. So our upcoming classes with our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente, coming up April the 1st, Cooking with Truffles. May the 6th, we are traveling to Emilia-Romagna. Participate in our cooking school, won't you? On the live line with me is Donna DeCarlis, president of National Fuel Distribution, and we're talking about the upcoming and imminent changes with the distribution of natural gas. Donna, I was just in Washington, was invited to go with my friends from the Heating and Cooling Association, the national organization. Of course, you know, they're up in arms about all of this, and these are the people, Donna, where you know, the rubber hits the road. They're the day-to-day facilitators of keeping our homes comfortable. And, of course, they're beside themselves with what is being proposed. And one of the things that I learned that I didn't know about as we traveled around Capitol Hill speaking in congressional offices that they brought up to all of the legislative assistants is that there's a new 100-foot rule being proposed on how far the gas line is from the street to the house. What's that about?
You know, I guess I'm not sure I can speak to that one, Dominic. Maybe you can. We do have a 100-foot rule here, and I think each state might be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And here what happens is the first 100 feet would be considered, quote, free to the applicant and would be paid for really by all the rest of the utility customers.
Got
and
it.
That's something mm-hmm. that right now that's how it works for us in our region. And that's another part of the proposal for this year's budget that's still, you know, close to being finalized, that's being proposed to be eliminated. So if that were the case, then in the next 2 years, if you apply for new service, because, again, by January of 26, unless you have an exemption, we wouldn't provide new service for you. But in the meanwhile, if you apply, we will provide the service, and we would give you the first 100 feet, quote, for free.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, environmental activists have been proposing is just a bad idea and should not be continued.
You've always impressed me as being, you know, of practical vision on this whole issue. And, you know, where, again, as I mentioned already, where the rubber hits the road is the reality of making some of these ridiculous things happen and how absurd they are to be able to be implemented. We talk about the reliability of the grid, and we live through right. the lack of reliability all the time here in Western New York whenever we have a weather incident that precipitates power outages. Why is it, Donna, that that practical vision is not shared across this issue?
Yeah, and I think that's a really great question, and I think that's what the biggest concern is. I mean, I think if we ask an average person that's probably not thinking about energy every day, and this is happening to me a lot now since this is on everybody's minds
right.
Because it's been so, you know, so widely discussed, you know, is the grid ready? And people that are just my neighbors are asking me this. And really, you know, part of the climate law is also supposed to be transitioning the grid to zero emissions power generation by 2040. And that's a huge transition. And so, you know, if that doesn't take place, so that would mean that by 2040, all of the power being generated has to be generated with wind, solar, hydro, and nuclear. And if that's not done, yet we're pushing electrification for homeowners like us, you're not even going to be reducing emissions. So I think that's part of the big picture concern. And let alone, as you said, is the grid going to be reliable?
Right.
I mean, we think back to the 2022 Winter Storm Elliott, which was a horrible, horrible storm for so many in our region. We had 13 outages on our gas system. On our natural gas system, the energy was flowing, and it was available for people. And sadly, you know, many people, you know, as recently as 2 weeks ago were telling me about how they used their gas cooktop to boil water to help keep the house warm while the power was out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so thank goodness we have those options. Or you can have a backup natural gas generator like we do in our house. We had an outage of 11 days way back when during the October ice storm. So these are practical realities, and I think, you know, the goal of the climate law, if it were just the kind of aspirational goal to reduce emissions, that's great, and we all want to do that. But we need
right.
to figure this all out
right.
in a practical way.
The other thing that relates to that, what you just said, is that we're being told that renewables are the answer. But yet, at every turn, whatever I've read, it's proven that renewables are not dependable.
Right. I mean, it's really, again, very, very interesting if we think about trying to prepare for more extreme and frequent weather events, but we want to have our grid reliable on weather-dependent sources like, you know, like wind and like solar that are producing, you know, roughly 13% of the time or 25% of the time, depending on which resource. They're just, you know, whereas right now the power generated in New York State, and I'm looking at the 2022 numbers, those are the most recent that I have, 51% of the power generated in New York is provided by natural gas and dual fuel, which would be, you know, heavy oil in downstate. So, you know, they're emitting fuel sources that are providing the power generation today, and only 6% is wind and solar. So, I mean, this is going to have to be a huge transition.
I've been dying to ask you this. What happened with natural gas vehicles? And why is it that started and stopped, and yet we're being told that electric vehicles are the answer, yet, you know, we've forgotten about the fact that we've got buses and we've got, you know, freight trucks and all that running with natural gas.
Yeah, that's a, you know, we worked on that early in my career, natural gas vehicles, and really over time, it was shown to be a very great option for folks with fleets. But really what's happened is now with statutes that have been put in place by Governor Hochul, actually, there's now a law in place as well that's going to require all of us have passenger vehicles that are electric, EVs, by 2035. So in 2035, we're going to have to be, electric vehicles, you know, if we're going to be buying or registering a vehicle. And school buses, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is something that's becoming more more discussed right now. All school buses in New York State are going to have to be electric by 2027. So anything that's sold that's new.
Have you ever seen a lithium ion battery fire?
I have not, but I've heard about them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we're going to put our kids on buses that have lithium ion batteries. Okay. That makes sense. 803-0930. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. Donna DeCarlis from National Fuel, back with her and you after this.
WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. The United States Postal Service has abandoned its plan to relocate Buffalo's mail processing center to Rochester.
I called Postmaster Joyce 7 times and said, you cannot do this. I won't let you do this. You always ask me to help the post office out. Well, now you got to help us.
That's U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, who called this a victory for Buffalo and Western New York alike. More details of Friday's announcement can be found at WBEN.com. With some Bills fans getting a chance to tour the Stadium Experience Center and begin the process of purchasing their seats for the new Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz said late Friday he advised the Bills before the seats went up for sale that the team should be upfront with the fans and reveal all PSL seat prices. He adds the fans of the team, especially the decades-long season ticket holders, deserve the right to know. Reliable sources have told WBEN the team renewal rate for season ticket holders with the new stadium in Orchard Park is so far around 75%. The Bisons opened their 2024 season yesterday with a 12-9 loss to the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Railriders at Salem Field in downtown Buffalo. Game 2 of their 3-game opening weekend series is slated for a 1:05 first pitch this afternoon. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Attention homeowners, if you have an allergy issue, asthma, any respiratory breathing problems, guess what? You need to hear this because were you aware that every human being sheds an average of 50 million dead skin cells every day? Now, the most invisible microscopic irritants are feeding grounds for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite feces, and this is in all of our homes. And all these detestable, unhealthy allergens are most likely lurking in your home, and they live in your heating and ductwork system. Now, if you haven't had IAP, indoor air professionals, out in the last few years, well, guess what? You're breathing unhealthy air. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, well said. So many people don't realize that about the, you know, where does all the dust come from? So that's why that you need to clean the ducts every 3 to 6 years. And once again, you know, I've been gripped on your show listening to you and Donna, and it's like, you know, the one thing is that indoor air quality is not regulated, and that opens up a scam, you know, so we just watch out because most of the duct cleaning only cleans 40 to 50%. And we have proven after 70,000 homeowners, all the hospitals, schools, and the U.S. Navy, we can get 95 to 99%. And that's why, as you said, it takes care of your health. And then on that note, the medical-grade air purifiers by Healthway are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. So a lot of people think HEPA are the gold standard. Well, guess again.
683-3000. Get ready to call. Peter's extension 303. We've got the ductwork. We've got the medical-grade air purifier and, of course, the awesome April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, which I love in our house. So tell us about the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for Easter weekend.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, the resurrection special. and this, you may not hear this next week, we'll probably switch things up. So we're kind of putting March as a month end for the 20% off the all-inclusive duct cleaning. Okay, so that's a great time to save through your spring, part of your spring cleaning. You mentioned the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier. That's five times more powerful than your standard Chinese fire starter, and that is still $300 off. And the Healthway portable that covers 1,200 square feet is $350 off. And lastly, the whole house Super V Healthway is $500 off.
683-3000, extension 303. That'll put you right at Peter's desk. You got IAP? Happy Easter. Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals.
Forever. Take.
Attention all business rock stars. Are you tired of your advertising hitting snooze when it should be hitting the jackpot? Well, get ready to turn up the volume with Odyssey. Hey there, business mavens. If you want to go from meh to heck yeah with your advertising, Odyssey is your golden ticket. Picture this. You with a direct line to your dream customers thanks to the marketing team at Odyssey. Call Odyssey at 716-843-0600 today.
Odyssey team, help me out. I need to spice up my ads and reach the right crowd.
Boom. Say no more. Odyssey is not just a sidekick. We're your marketing superhero here to save the day.
We've got the number one sports podcast content and exclusive partnerships with all the coolest online spaces. Your ads won't just be heard. They'll be high-fived. Don't let your advertising be a wallflower at the party. Join the Odyssey Fiesta, where success meets celebration. So what are you waiting for? Grab your cape and call your Odyssey rep at 716-843-0600 today. Odyssey, because your business deserves a standing ovation.
Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara present Jackpot Club promotion. March to May, every hand-paid jackpot of $3,000 or more qualifies for a chance to share up to $65,000 in cash and free slot play, including the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Draws held June 2nd at Falls View Casino. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com or casinoniagara.com for full details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Play smart. Jackpot Club promotion at Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara.
Hey, it's Bowerly for Transit Town Kia, the South Town's premier Kia dealership. No doubt you've heard news that vehicle prices have been on the rise, but Kyle Tolbert and Transit Town Kia, they've got your back for March. The people at Transit Town Kia have put together lease offers with low monthly payments and reasonable money down. How about that for a concept? Click New Vehicles and Monthly Specials at TransitTownKia.com. New Vehicles and Monthly Specials, TransitTownKia.com. You'll find low lease payments on new Kia Sportage, Forte, K5, and more, but you got to get them in March because supply is limited. Transit Town Kia, Transit Road, West Seneca, across from Niagara Produce. I encourage you to experience their revolutionary, streamlined buying process. It'll save you time, money, and guarantee a pressure-free buying experience. They've got your back when it comes to payments. Click New Vehicles and Monthly Specials at TransitTownKia.com. New Vehicles and Monthly Specials, TransitTownKia.com. Transit Town Kia.
As you get a bit older, you start to think about things. Like, if we get sick, we're at higher risk. But we're absolutely not going to stop living our lives. And what helps us do that? getting our flu shot, the updated COVID vaccine. Yeah, we stay on top of these things so that we can do the things that we love with the people we love, because we don't want to miss out.
A message from the New York State Department of Health.
Well, as spring cleaning time begins, it's the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. That's right. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate, and they offer you unbeatable durability, and they're a breeze to keep clean. Plus, they come with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Call them today. 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:39 is Hammer Time. It's chilly out there, 28 degrees, and happy Easter from Dominic Cortese and my family to yours. As we say happy Easter, we're also speaking with Donna DeCarlis from National Fuel, and we're talking about what we're having to learn to live with, and that's the changes that are coming to the grid as being our source for electricity and generating heat in our homes. Before we move on to away from the natural gas car issue, anything you want to add to that as to what happened with that whole idea?
I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, we think natural gas vehicles remain a good option in the near term. You know, the emissions goals and requirements of the Climate Act are 85% emissions reductions by 2050. You know, it doesn't need to be done tomorrow or, you know, by even 2030. So really, it's a really good interim measure to reduce emissions effectively. So, but because these other bans have been sort of put in place and accelerated, I think it just isn't something that folks are really willing to invest in at this point, because they know they're going to have to be moving to EVs, whether it be for buses, for passenger vehicles, or for, you know, medium to heavy duty vehicles as well.
Well, you know, another thing that we've been, you know, kind of indoctrinated to believe is that electric vehicles are green. And really that's not true, because the whole recycling side of electric batteries, of lithium ion batteries, have a ton of hazards and a ton of disposal issues connected to them, not to mention the inherent risk of explosion and fire that we live with any lithium ion.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right about all those concerns. And as well, if we really think about where is the power coming from that we're using to charge the vehicles, you know, it's coming from a grid that's being half provided by natural gas already.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't really, you know, require. Here's where we think, you know, what should really be happening is an evolution over time where people have choice, you know. So rather than mandating you have to have an electric vehicle, if you want one, you should have one.
Exactly.
You know, and I think
this is America. I think
right. Early adopters are doing it, yeah. And I think what we're seeing is it's starting to trail off.
So that's what you'll find is the consensus, at least on the unfortunately just the Republican side in Congress. We've had Nick Langworthy and Claudia Tenion, who are of like mind on this issue of choice. And it seems that makes sense, right? Based on the choice, right, and based on the availability and the supply side of it and the cost of it, we should be able to choose. Now, as we move into the next part of our discussion, we've got some people online. We want to get to them. But before we get to that, is there anything that you know of that's in place that's going to replace natural gas as the means of generating electricity?
Yeah, well, I think the state's plan is it's going to be replaced with solar and wind. And, you know, as I'm sure you followed, some of the wind projects are being challenged in terms of the cost. And, you know, projects that have committed to the state have pulled out and are being rebid. And so we think that this transition that is, you know, by statute, it has to be wind and solar and battery storage, really. because we have hydro right now at about 22% of our supply. We have nuclear at around 21%. You know, so the two of those are around 43.
How come we don't hear about blending hydrogen gas into
Oh, that's really interesting. Yes. Yeah, that's something we talked a lot about at the council, and we're certainly advocating for that as an option. Industrial customers, in some instances, are already using hydrogen in various ways in their production facilities. And we've done some tests with some of our industrial customers where they've even blended hydrogen into their boilers to try to reduce emissions at the stack, at the output of the stack of their manufacturing plant. Mm-hmm. And those tests have been successful. So these are really good options that we believe should still be considered. Renewable natural gas is another one that we really believe our infrastructure, national fuel, we have 10,000 miles of underground, pipeline delivery system. Others in the state, when you add it all up, there's a total of 50,000 miles of underground gas delivery systems with all of us that are New York utilities. We think that there could be ways to reduce the carbon emissions from that energy that we are carrying. That's a real source of solution. Sorry, yeah.
Is National Fuel Ghana involved with any testing on blending hydrogen into natural gas?
Yeah, so right now what we are part of so far are various consortiums that are national consortiums with others, utilities, with energy companies, with the DOE. Mm-hmm. So we're involved in that to try to, best come up with how we can best understand the amount that can be blended. And then we have done these various tests with our own customers so far. We're hoping to do a test at our own, one of our service centers, where we have our construction vehicles going in and out and where we have a training center. So that's something that we're contemplating and we're hopeful to do at some point this year.
803-0930 to Buffalo. Sure. 803-0930 to Buffalo. And David, good morning. You're on with Donna DeCarlis.
Hi. I live in South Buffalo, and I keep getting these people from NextAmp. Do you know anything about NextAmp?
I don't. I believe it may have something to do with a shared
solar plant. Yeah,
it's a park that you would then tap into. Right. It's another way of providing electricity as a shared through solar farm. Solar farms are great. I think they're a good part of the future. But again, the whole integration of that into the grid, Donna, is a magical question.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you want to just see what the cost is, too. Just see if it's something, I don't know if it would be, less expensive, more expensive, and if it's more, just that you would be comfortable with whatever it is. But I agree. I mean, I think that's something that's a growing option for people.
I went online and asked, and looked around, and some people said, their bills went up, and some said that they would stay the same. Mm-hmm. And some people said it was very difficult to get out of the contract once you signed in. And but I don't know what I don't understand. They're very aggressive. They keep coming here, and I keep telling them I don't want to be a part of it. They're very nice, and I said I don't want to be a part of your program. Please take me out.
I'll look into it, Dave, and if it's worthy, we'll do a show on it.
All right, great.
Okay, thanks for the call. Happy Easter to you.
You
Let's
too.
Move to Wheatfield and chat with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Good morning. I have a question for your guest. Is the Climate Action Committee going after the airline industry? Every day, thousands of planes fly over with carbon emissions. Or is this getting rid of natural gas a feel-good project that's not going to really accomplish much?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. And I think the airline industry, because it's federal, is something that I believe the council doesn't think they can cover. So, I mean, it's a really fair question, but because it's a federal, aviation is not really regulated by the state. I think they're believing it isn't something, but absolutely true.
I was going to say, New York State is not in a bubble. Remember last summer, all these wildfires? Unless everyone goes electric, all the other countries and states, the normal weather patterns bring that carbon emissions here. So trying to go all electric in New York State is unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Mike. Thanks for calling. Let's move along to East Aurora and say hello to Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're next.
Good morning. I want to bring out one big point that people seem to forget is the fact that take your gas bill and multiply it by three or four times, and that'll be your electric bill.
Yep.
And the other thing is, there is a way of letting Kathy and the rest of the bandits know better. There's a line that the gas company has set up. It's called BetterPlanNoBan.com, and everybody can key on that and help.
Okay.
And the other thing is, the school buses, just a reminder, if you put your child on a school bus, if one of those little batteries the size of a pen light starts on fire, you'll have awful explosions possible, and they got 3 minutes to get off of that bus, all 42 children.
Scary, yeah.
And as a volunteer fireman, I've seen online they show these buses burning in just taking off from being charged.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need is one little crash, a dent in a battery, and it'll be all over. And finally, they are building and tractor trailers now with natural gas. They're going to that.
Mm-hmm.
And having it. So please write and let your legislature know that this whole thing is so crazy. As a volunteer fireman, I see disaster.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing all that, Bill. Any comments on that, Donna? We lost Donna. Something in our phones that I went to change lines and we lost her. We'll get her right back, though. 803-0930 if you have a last-minute question for Donna DeCollars as we take our next break, and we're back with more after this.
30 a.m. WBEN.
It's time for me to tell you about Lenco. It's Dominic here, and are your home utility bills out of control? For easy, affordable solutions, go to the industry leaders for home improvement. With fiberglass insulation by Owens Corning, you'll save money on your heating and cooling bills and be more comfortable in your home. Get wholesale pricing in-store or at any of our three convenient locations, Williamsville, Kenmore, or Buffalo, or shop online 24/7, Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Business owners, you have a lot on your mind. Leave your building security to the experts. Call Great Lakes Building Systems at 892 Lake for a comprehensive fire and security assessment.
I'm John Woyden, president of Great Lakes Building Systems, where our business is protecting your business. We install and service complex fire, security, and video monitoring systems. If it keeps you safe, it's Great Lakes.
Call Great Lakes Building Systems at 892 Lake or go to glbs-inc.com.
We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Protecting your business is our business.
It's Dominic here for my friends at TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. They are the dependable and reliable source for your heating and air conditioning needs. And, of course, now they offer you electrical service as well. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com. And if you're ready to experience total comfort in your home, then look no further than TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted total comfort solution. TRS with Rheem high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners, ensuring your home is always at perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. And that's not all. We're thrilled to announce the brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need with generators, expert installation of electrical plugs, floodlights, ground lights, and even electricity for your hot tub. Now, whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. It's not just about comfort, it's about making your home the best place to be. Warmth, coolness, power. TRS, your total comfort solution. TRS, heatingandairconditioning.com.
Hello, this is Joyce Markowitz, President and CEO of Catholic Health. At Catholic Health, we believe the right way to care starts with our incredible medical staff. The doctors of Catholic Health lead with mission every day and their dedication to serving the needs of our community. In celebration of Doctors' Day, on behalf of our entire organization, I want to say thank you to our doctors for all they do to ensure our patients have access to excellent care and can live healthy, vibrant lives. Happy Doctors' Day.
The Leprechaun Loot Cash Progressive Drawings are nightly at Batavia Downs. Guaranteed $5,000 cash drawings on Saturday nights, including the $23,750 cash drawing on March 30th. While you're there, discover why Batavia Downs is the area's premier entertainment destination, just off Thruway Exit 48 in Batavia.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Those in the know, go Lenco. Check out Anderson 400 Series Windows. They're not just energy-efficient, folks. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 Series Windows for a good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop by one of the three Lenco locations in Buffalo, Waynesville, and Kenmore, or hop online, lenco.supplies. That's lenco.supplies. For more on Anderson 400 Series Windows, those in the know, go Lenco.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's known for its excellent work. So whenever someone asks me who to call, I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:55 is Hammer Time. Donna DeCarlis has been our guest for the hour from National Fuel. And as we wrap things up here, Donna, moving away from lithium ion, although a texter writes, battery chemistries differ, many do not explode, as the caller quotes. LFP batteries are far more safe and growing in use and are used in buses. The fire from a Tesla, Chevy, Bolt use NCA or NMC battery chemistries. Of course, details like this are never discussed on talk shows intent on making EVAs look bad. Okay, well, we just did discuss it. And I'm not trying to make anything look bad. It's just the reality of the lack of choice, I guess, is really the issue that bothers me. As we wrap things up, Donna, what do we want to leave our audience with as far as what they should do to activate their interest in this topic?
Yeah, and Dominic, thank you again for having me. I think it's just so important to have these conversations, and we really just want our community to know what's being discussed in Albany. So I think to just try to know what's going on, and if you want to stay informed and if you want to weigh in, we do have a website that I'll mention that you can learn more and you can weigh in. And it's called betterplannobans.com. And lots of information and an easy way to let your elected officials know what's important to you. And if choice is important to you, you can let them know easily through that website.
The Affordable Gas Transition Act and the New York Heat Act, those are both in this year's budget, correct?
Yes, that's correct. They're being discussed right now this week in Albany. And that's all going to be wrapped up, I would imagine, in the next couple of weeks. So time is of the essence right now.
Now, these are still in the proposed stage, or the likelihood of them being adopted would be simply if the budget is passed?
Yeah, it's really, you know, often policy is enacted through the budget process. So really, for it to pass, all three chambers have to agree. So the governor's office, the Senate, and the Assembly. So I think in this case, right now, they don't have agreement among all three chambers. And so weighing in is really important right
okay.
now.
Okay. So the timing is just right as far
timing
as...
Timing is perfect.
Yeah. If you're interested in affecting change, you possibly could have an impact by following Donna's lead here and making your voice heard by contacting your New York State senator, your New York State assemblyman or woman, and of course, the governor herself, and let her know that you're not going to stand for this. We do not want to see the Affordable Gas Transition Act or the New York Heat Act implemented in this year's budget, and hopefully some sense will come as we move towards 2026, Donna, and we possibly can see some perhaps reversal of that ridiculous law that's imminently coming, and that is the electrification of all new construction.
Yes, we'll be following that closely.
Okay. And as we move towards the end of the show, I want to thank Donna DeCarlis again for spending the hour with us. I want to thank Jerry Craig for being an excellent producer for all of these years. And I want to thank you, our listening audience, for being part of this program for all of these years. More exciting shows are coming. Next week, by the way, we are bringing back an old friend, Mike Masterangelo. Mike Masterangelo is an appliance repair expert, and we'll be taking your questions on appliance repair next Saturday. Other great shows lined up. I've been accused, Donna, of being too stuck on the natural gas ban issue. And my answer to that is, how are we going to do anything about it if we don't talk about it?
That's right.
Yep. So be
100%.
Be active in this issue, and hopefully we can affect some change. Have a happy Easter to you, Donna, and to everybody out there. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.